Ritesh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jesse. And you're not the only one who drops phones into the toilet. There's plenty of people who do it.
Oh my gosh! I'm
in
good.
Fact, there are statistics that say I think 1 in 5 people have dropped their phone in the dummy.
Oh dear! I'm ashamed to be a part of the statistic, but it's fact nonetheless. So, Ritesh, can you tell me how water resistant are we talking? You know, how much coverage have I got on my smartphone?
Look, our phones are water resistant. They're not waterproof. Or they're not completely waterproof. And that's what causes the confusion. In fact, you may have heard about a fortnight ago, Samsung Australia was fined about $14 million by the Australian Federal Court because they were misrepresenting in their advertisements the water resistance of their Galaxy phones. And as a result, you know, if our phones get submerged in water for a longer period of time, the phones stop working, we are unable to charge them. So when buying a phone, we are usually guided by something called the ingress protection rating or the IP rating. And the IP rating tells us how much of our device or what level of liquid the phone can withstand.
And so with this IP rating that we're seeing, it's obviously going to be helping to guide our choices in what phone will be the most water resistant, as you said, for us. So is there a brand that you personally recommend when it comes to being as water resistant as we can?
No, I wouldn't recommend a brand. I'd recommend being guided by the IP rating. So the reason I say I'm not recommending a brand is because when you go shopping for a phone, both the Apple and Samsung's latest phones have an IP rating of 68, IP68. So 6 refers to protection against solids, which means such as dust or dirt, whereas 8 refers to protection against water. Now, IP68, so the rating actually goes from 0 to 6 for solids, and it's 0 to 9 for water. So 68, it means it's well protected. However, the reason I'm not recommending is because there is difference. Although both phones have an IP68 rating, Samsung's phones are only resistant to a maximum depth of 1.5 meters for up to 30 minutes, whereas with the same rating of IP68, Apple's phones are resistant to a maximum depth of 6 meters for up to 30 minutes. So now if I had to choose, I'd possibly go Apple because I'd say, all right, well, my phone or an Apple phone can withstand a depth of 6 meters rather than Samsung, which is 1.5 meters. Does that make sense, Jesse?
It feels like it's all in the fine print, and these are things that I wouldn't know when explicitly going out to choose my phone. And for someone like me who does tend to make those accidents with my phone and potentially be a little bit careless, I suppose I'd love to know that my water damage might be covered in the warranties, but then I do know that sometimes companies like Samsung and Apple don't actually cover that water-resistant damage in the warranties. Why is that?
Look, I think they're trying to protect their own interests. When the IP ratings are assigned, Jesse, the testing is done under lab-controlled conditions. When we are using our phones, we are using them in a real-life environment. When we go swimming or snorkeling, these are not lab-controlled conditions because when we're swimming or snorkeling, the speed might be different, our movement might be different, the water pressure and the alkalinity are all different. And that's why liquid damage is not covered under phone warranties.
Too many variables to control, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I suppose with this in mind, do you sort of see a potential for smartphones in the future to be completely waterproof instead of just water resistant?
I would hope so, but having said that, it's very difficult to to make fully waterproof phones. And the reason I say that is because the phone has several components that have to be protected from both dust and water. And when you look at your phone, you know, it's got so many buttons and switches. Mm. It's got the speaker and microphone outlet that needs protection. It's got the camera that needs to be protected. It's got the flash. It's obviously got your screen. It's got the back case. It's got the SIM card tray. It's got the USB port. All of these ingress points or entry points have to be made waterproof. Although companies, you know, they've come a long way. You know, you go back a decade, we didn't even have water-resistant phones a decade ago. At least today we have phones that can withstand that depth and time that I mentioned. But having said that, Jesse, I wouldn't advise your listeners to really go swimming with their phones. And the reason I say that is because, let's say you've been using your phone for 1 year, and unknown to you, it's developed a small crack in the case. Very small hairline crack. And you haven't noticed it. And you're just being guided by the IP rating of your phone. And you go swimming with it. Now, water will enter through that small crack. So, you know, you really have to be careful. Although, having said that, I'm sure if you're at the pub and you spill a glass of beer over it, it might withstand that. It will withstand that damage.
Oh, Ritesh, you know me too well. I feel like these are all of the things that I definitely need to think about.